It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.FM. This is episode number 510. My name is Scott Van Eck and I am the senior SEO at Stepforth Web Marketing. Ross has a crazy schedule this week, so I am hosting this episode solo. Hopefully that's okay with everybody. It's a bit of a quieter news week, so we're going to probably have a bit of a shorter show than normal, so we'll see how this goes. So here we go. Let's dive into a little bit of non-SEO news, which is a little bit related to SEO, and it's about the top content management systems for Core Web Vitals. So the open source HTTP archive community ranks content management systems by how well they perform on Google's Core Web Vitals. Their July report shows that every major platform has improved between June and July. Month over month, they all gained, but of course not equally. So here's sort of the rundown of the top six content management systems that they track and their improvements. So between June and July, Joomla saw an improvement of 3.23%. Wix saw an improvement of 2.61. Drupal saw an increase of 1.47. Duda, which I've never used and only heard of a few times, saw an increase of 1.33. Squarespace, 1.27. And WordPress saw an increase of less than 1%, 0.9% increase. Now, overall, how these content management systems rank based on Core Web Vitals, the order is a little bit different, but more or less the same. Duda actually performs the best at 84.96%, followed by Wix at just over 70, Squarespace at 68.9, Drupal at 60%, Joomla 54, and WordPress 44.34%, which is kind of interesting because WordPress is probably the most widely adopted content management system, and they just don't do great when it comes to Core Web Vitals. They're just the slowest. Well, maybe not the slowest. Out of these six, they definitely are the slowest. So, but why is WordPress slower? This largely has to do with something called technical debt. So what technical debt does is it refers to things like accumulations of outdated code, various design decisions that make it harder to maintain, update, and improve the platform. And this is largely related to how WordPress is built and how their ecosystem works. If you really want to dive into that, Roger Monty actually does a good job of going into far more detail than me over at Search Engine Journal. The link will be in the show notes. If you're interested, you can go in and check all that out. But despite WordPress being slower than other content management systems, this doesn't appear to impact rankings much. You would expect, if speed is a big factor when it comes to organic rankings, that WordPress sites would perform worse, and they tend to perform better. So there probably are a lot of reasons to that. There's, you know, more customization available for WordPress sites, more that SEOs can do than opposed to, say, Wix or Squarespace, where they are pretty SEO friendly, but you have some limitations on what you're capable of doing and what sorts of things you can manipulate on the website. So despite them being slower, they appear to be ranking pretty well. So this may suggest actually that site speed is a little bit less critical than we all seem to believe. But at any rate, interesting to know WordPress is the slowest, but you don't really have to worry about it. So that's cool. And if you want something fast, check out Duda. I don't know if it's Duda. I actually don't know. Drop me a message on Facebook in our SEO 101 podcast group and correct me if I'm wrong, which I very well might be. Okay, so let's dive into a little bit of actual SEO news now. Google, back in June, announced that they would be removing support for some structured data types. Well, that time has come and now they have done it. So these are six data types that Google has removed support for. These include course info, claim review, estimated salary, learning video, special announcement, and vehicle listing. So you might ask, well, why are they removing them? They actually did a batch earlier this year. I can't remember the ones they removed. We did talk about it on the show. And they just do this periodically. And so why they're removing them, Google says, we're phasing out these specific structured data types because our analysis shows they're not commonly used in search. And we found that these specific displays are no longer providing significant additional value to users. Where are they being removed from? Where will you not see this anymore? So within Google Search Console, in the rich result reporting, you won't see those ones mentioned anymore. You will see them removed from rich result tests. So if you are using those markups on your site and you run the validator, the Google Rich Result Test on your site, you won't see those markups appear, which is why I also use the older schema markup validator as well, because it shows different information. And you will no longer see them in lists of search appearance filters. So a few places are gone. And finally, one important note here, this does not mean all search engines and sources will stop using these markups. So there really is no harm in continuing to use them, but just know they'll have no impact on Google results whatsoever. They'll just do nothing for Google. So don't run out and remove them. If they're there, leave them. Keep adding them if you want. Bing may use them. Some of the LLMs might use them. Maybe DuckDuckGo uses them. So it's all good to know there. So there we go. And this next one, I'm kind of bummed a little bit that Ross isn't here. So for those of you that don't know, Ross, he is not a fan of AI or AI. He's a big fan of AI. He is not a fan of Apple. He does not like Apple. He makes fun of me because I use an iPhone. He didn't like that John Carkett was an iPhone guy. Ross is Android all the way. Well, Apple is planning to launch an AI search with Siri in 2026. They're building their own AI-powered search engine. Currently, internally, they're referring it to as World Knowledge Answers. I have a feeling that name will change when it becomes mainstream. I hope so. It's kind of a handful or mouthful. Their goal is to transform Siri into an answer engine. It will be similar to how Google AI Overviews and ChatGPT works, essentially, but it will not be like the Siri we know today. The new system will generate summaries blending text, image, video, and local results. They are also planning on expanding it into Safari as well. So it will sort of give Safari, maybe give Apple a bit more of a foothold in search, a bit more of a foothold in browser market share, possibly. The overhaul essentially relies on Google's Gemini AI model. So there we have it. Apple is going to get into the show here a little bit. Let's see what happens with Apple. Yeah, it's a quicker show, like I said. So we're going to take a quick break now. And when we get back, we'll jump into a little bit of AI news. Hello, and welcome back to SEO 101 on W.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
WMR.FM, hosted this week by myself, Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO at Stepforth Web Marketing. Remember, we do have a show notes newsletter that you can sign up for at SEO101radio.com. Don't miss a single link and refresh your memory of a past show at any time. In addition, we do invite listeners to connect with Ross at LinkedIn. You can connect with him at linkedin.com/in/website marketer. You surely can also search for his name, Ross Dunn, and find him there. Great place to ask us questions. I am on LinkedIn as well. I don't use it as much as he does, so you could find me in there as well and send questions that way. But Ross is your guy if you want to do that, so check it out. All right. Well, we've got a few AI news stories here, a few things to cover. LLM traffic, large language model traffic, converts the same as organic search, some research shows. So a digital marketing agency, AMPSIV, reports, according to some research they did, they found that LLM traffic is converting at about the same regular rate as organic results. So their test, it was a smaller test, was based on 54 websites over a 6-month period with validated conversions of form fills and purchases. And their research basically showed, this is an interesting stat here, that organic traffic was converting at about 4.6% from search compared to about 4.87% for LLM. So conversion rates are actually marginally higher through LLMs than they were through regular Google search. Which is kind of surprising for me. I would have expected AI-based results to maybe be a little bit lower. But it is also worth noting that LLM traffic accounts for less than 1% of the total traffic. So it's a bit tough to compare when the data is going to be a bit smaller. I did not see any indication of how many, I'm sure it's in the report, link is in the show notes, about how many visitors each of these sites had. So I don't know the total sample size that we're working with from these 54 websites, but small samples, these reports, you know, we see a lot of them pop up, and just nice to get a little bit of insight into what is going on out there. All right. We also have some news from AI mode over at Google. So this is just a really quick little tidbit here. A few weeks back, Google expanded AI mode to 180 countries and territories, which finally included Canada, which is great. We can finally use it. We can test it. We can check it out. Love it. Well, I love aspects of it. I don't necessarily love how much AI is disrupting the SEO industry and search and adding all kinds of confusion and things. Aspects of it are great, but at least we can look at it in Canada instead of just talking about what other people are seeing. But now they have increased their functionality to work in some more languages. So as of September 8th, you will now find AI mode working for Hindi, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Brazilian, and Portuguese. So there you go. No Spanish or French or all kinds of other languages in there yet, but I'm sure it's just a very short amount of time before it's branched out to every language in every country, or at least the majority of them. And probably because this next story, Google AI mode may become the default search engine experience soon, or will it? So lead product manager for Google, Logan Kilpatrick, replied to a post on X on September 5th, suggesting that AI mode will be the default search engine experience soon. This comes shortly after Google announced that google.com/AI leads you directly to Google's AI mode, no longer requiring you to click on the AI mode tab in regular search. I guess that could have been a story in itself. Go to google.com/AI and you will jump right into AI mode if you want to give it a test. Later on, Robbie Stein, who's VP at Google, said in a response to this, "I wouldn't read too much into this. We're focusing on making it easy to access AI mode for those who want it. I think the day is coming where AI mode will likely become the main search used at Google." Oh, I screwed that up. That's my own note. I was reading it as if it was a quote from him. I should edit this out, but I'm not going to. So, sorry, he said they're going to make it easier for AI mode for those who want it. I'm reading my own notes wrong here. So basically, from my perspective here, I think, you know, we are going to see the day, of course, where AI mode does fully take over the main results of Google. I think it's inevitable that day will come. I think we're a little bit further away from that than some people speculate. I mean, the original post from Logan Kilpatrick kind of suggests that we're like around the corner, maybe in a few months or something. But I think we're still a few years away from that happening. But the way AI is accelerating, I'm not so sure about that. You know, it might be quicker, maybe within a year, 2 years. Really hard to say, but that day will come. So be ready for it. It will happen. Just can't escape AI, can we? And then finally, the last story we've got here today is that nearly all ChatGPT users still rely on Google. So this is some data that came from SimilarWeb, and their data is showing that 95.3% of ChatGPT users have visited Google or continue visiting and using Google, while 14.3% of Google users visit ChatGPT. So there's definitely some overlap there. In August, ChatGPT had 5.8 billion visits compared to Google's 83.8 billion. ChatGPT's got a long ways to go, but if you think about it, you know, they're picking up speed here. They're at what, 5.8%, or sorry, 5.8 billion compared to 83 billion. What is that? That's maybe 7, 8%, 6%, something like that. Sorry, don't have the math worked out, but it's a lot higher than it was a few months back. So ChatGPT does have a long ways to go to make a notable dent in Google, but in some cases they're finding it is, you know, outperforming Bing, at least not in terms of market share necessarily, but in terms of results that individual websites get. Search Engine Land noted that their ChatGPT referral traffic has been surging, and in August it actually surpassed how much traffic they're getting from Bing. So, you know, it can be a notable traffic source for your site. And as we said before, the conversion rates are about the same from LLMs and ChatGPT rather as they are for Google. So if you're getting data or getting visitors from there, that's a good thing. But for now, Google is still king. LLMs will become a major player. I think ChatGPT is going to continue to grow. They're all going to continue to grow and cut into Google a little bit. So we'll see what happens, I guess, pretty quickly. So that's it. It's a much shorter show than normal. I figured it was better to do a short show this week than no show at all. So hopefully you can appreciate that. So on behalf of myself, Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO at Sepworth Web Marketing, thank you for joining us today. Remember, we do have a show notes newsletter you can sign up for at SEO101radio.com. Do not miss a single link and refresh your memory of a past show at any time. If you have any questions or you would like to share anything about search with us, please feel free to post it over at our Facebook group, easily found by searching SEO 101 Podcasts on Facebook. If you enjoyed the show, we do appreciate any feedback on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast stream. We are everywhere, and we do listen to what you have to say and love to hear it too. I love feedback, especially questions. Lots of questions, fire them over. So remember to have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air every week on WMR.fm. Thank you for listening, everybody, and have a great week.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.